Each day, 10,000 people in the United States turn 65 years or older. That started January 1st of 2012 and will continue for 30 years. What does that do to our industry? That's a lot of patients coming into the system, and one group we're going to talk to is going to share with you their experience in how they're helping that aged population deal with balance. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Joining me today on the line is Matthew Krings. He is the Kirkland Clinic Manager for Apple Physical Therapy. He is a physical therapist. Matthew, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
All right. So Apple Physical Therapy as an organization has decided that you are going to make balance a key program in your organization. Correct so far?
Correct. Absolutely.
Well, one of the reasons I think I teased the audience at the beginning of the show, top of the show, about the fact that so many people, so many baby boomers are turning 65 each and every day. Can you tell us what was the motivation for Apple Physical Therapy to decide that balance would be a key program for you guys?
Well, yeah, I think it's exactly as you said, that with folks aging in all of our communities, all the communities that Apple Physical Therapy is in, we just felt like it was something that was both a community service, something that we felt was important to offer to our community and to train our therapists to do, so we could appropriately work with any type of patient that would come through our doors, but then also a growing market and something for us to expand into.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about then, and for all the listeners out there, we're going to get into some of the specifics and how you go about setting up a program, but let's talk a little bit about what your experience is overall. You're the founder of this program along with one of your peers there at Apple, and how did you get it started? What are some of the nuts and bolts of deciding to embark on a balance adventure, so to speak?
Right. Well, so initially, we had a team of six or seven therapists, and we kind of broke down the implementation of the program and what that was going to mean for us. We have, as I mentioned earlier, quite a few clinics. There's 26 clinics and around probably 100 therapists at this point. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to have a program that was accessible and involved the appropriate amount of training. So we looked at how exactly we were going to go about putting in a training system, what that was going to, what the training was going to comprise. And so a lot of our training involved proper assessment of the patients. So we looked at the evidence that was available to us and chose the test that had the best evidence behind them and correlated most strongly with fall risk, put that together into a packet, and actually created a video that's accessible on our intranet and is accessible to any of the therapists in our company as a training video. So that was a big component of it, was how were we going to disseminate this information, mm-hmm. and we decided to do it in that fashion. And then also important were outcome measures. So we chose a few different outcome measures that are available to all of our therapists, and that is something that, again, is on our internet and available for therapists to find. And then also we needed to address interventions. Mm-hmm. So we created or expanded our home exercise program to include interventions. And then finally, a portion of it was the marketing aspect of it. So we developed some new marketing flyers for physicians and also for the community, created some pamphlets that were directed towards community resources. And one of the pamphlets, which we're really happy with, was a pamphlet that shows a patient's home, and it's a trifold, folds out, and then there's it breaks the home down into potential fall risks in each home.
Okay. So let's kind of back up then. So you you identified that there is a group of people who could use the attention of a physical therapist, specifically at Apple Physical Therapy. So and you've gotten, I know we talked a little bit off air that you did a lot of training for your staff. What kind of equipment needs were there? What did you do to prepare for that first patient to walk in the door?
Yeah, and actually what we found was that the equipment needs were pretty minimal.
Mm-hmm.
There really were not a whole lot of things that were needed. We did put together a list of testing equipment,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty basic stuff. It's things like a yardstick to measure the functional reach test, a step stool, a stopwatch, a chair with arms and without arms.
Mm-hmm.
So things that generally most clinics already had.
Yeah. So now, are you then doing like a one-legged eyes open, one-legged eyes closed stance? You know, those kind of baseline tests, or what? How do you assess your patient when they come in if you've identified them as a potential faller?
Yeah, absolutely. So we do the test that you mentioned. That's called the Modified Clinical Test of Sensory Integration and Balance, and it's progressive. A balance test that involves eyes open, eyes closed. But then we also found that the literature was really strong and pointed us towards a variety of other tests, which included things as like gait speed,
mm-hmm.
which is a predictor of falls.
Okay.
So we have a patient walk and time their speed.
And how do you compare them on that? Are there norms out there?
There are. There's normative test data
on
a lot of the research out there, which is great.
Yeah. Okay.
So, and then a variety of other tests at our disposal, too, like the Berg balance test, for example.
Okay, all right. And so then, once you've identified, can you handle someone with a vestibular problem, someone with a visual, can you handle the different causes of balance disorders?
So vestibular, this was something that we discussed quite a bit in the beginning, was, you know, are we going to consider these together? Vestibular versus balance, and we really felt like these were distinct populations.
Mm-hmm.
A patient who came into the clinic with vestibular issues versus a patient who had a previous fall but didn't necessarily have a vestibular issue. So our therapists are certainly trained to differentiate between the two,
mm-hmm.
and the program that we designed is really tailored more to the patients who are not necessarily the vestibular patients.
Okay, so like what would that be, like a visual problem or proprioception problem or something, or what?
Proprioception problem, weakness, deconditioning.
Okay. So, and are you trying to get people before they fall? I mean, would I come into your program if I don't have any problems that I know of, but I want to make sure I don't get any problems, or is there always an issue?
We ideally would love to have people before falls, absolutely. And one of the components of the program is community outreach. So we've created a program wherein our clinicians can go to health fairs or senior centers,
mm-hmm.
and talk about fall risks and actually do some quick screening measures, and hopefully, you know, find those folks who are potential fall risks before they fall. In practice, we found that often it is after falls.
Yeah.
And a lot of folks are not going to realize that it's an issue until they actually do have a fall, unfortunately.
Yeah. Now, I don't want to get us too far off topic here, but I want to throw in Fran Fowler, who is a consultant out there in the rehab industry. She's been on PT Talker before. I remember her pointing to for Medicare, there's a mini battery of tests, and if a physician were to find anyone that were to, and I'm probably not saying this right, but anyone that were to give an affirmative answer to this list of this battery of tests that would be that would then automatically require that they be tested for a balance issue. Are you seeing referrals from physicians to your program because of that also, or is that something that I'm off track on?
No, you know, actually that's not something I was aware of, but that certainly seems like something where that would be a potential portal into our clinics. But no, I wasn't aware of that. We certainly do see patients being referred from physicians, but not necessarily, to my knowledge, for that particular reason.
Okay. Well, then I'll ask you to go to pttalker.com and keyword search Fowler. And I think she's got several interviews up, and I know that you may be able to find something that will help you, as well as any of our listeners out there. So a little commercial for PT Talker. All right.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Great.
Okay, so Matthew. So, so someone comes into my program. Now, is reimbursement covering this? Are patients receptive? Is it a six-week program? Give us some of the details.
Yeah, so I would say that certainly patients are receptive to it. In the community outreach that I've done in my community in Kirkland, Washington, we have had several folks who have then decided to come in and have some treatment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it certainly depends on the severity of the injury and how if they've had a fall in the past and how many falls. So that'll certainly vary the treatment. Sometimes the treatment's going to last just a few sessions, you know, 2 to 3 sessions potentially for somebody who just really needs a home exercise program to continue on their own, versus maybe somebody who's fresh off of a fall and needs a little bit more intense rehab initially, and then down the road we'll be transitioning into that home exercise program. But generally I would say yes, 6 weeks is usually the upper reach of the program.
And is insurance covering these this type of treatment?
Yeah, we do find that we're not running into any insurance issues. Often it's Medicare patients, as you might expect, and you know, we're finding that there's plenty of appropriate codes, difficulty in walking, you know, deconditioning type codes that that usually are working for these patients.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Very good. So overall, how long's the program been going, and how would you grade it as far as success? Is it meeting the goals you set out?
Yeah. So the program is less than a year old, I would say that we've had some moderate success with it thus far. You know, I think a really big component of it is, first of all, the population that you have in your community. I know in my community we have more elderly population, and we have several retirement communities in the area. So I think that our clinic has had a bit more success with it. And then also just I really think a big component of it is, again, we want to try to catch these patients initially, and then we also want to make physicians aware of the services that we can provide to patients that have had falls. So a large component of the success really relies on the promotion of it and how much time an individual clinic has to promote the program.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for sharing your thoughts today about the Balance program at Apple Physical Therapy. We've been talking to Matthew Krings, who is a physical therapist and actually the manager there at the Kirkland Apple Physical Therapy Clinic. So thank you, Matthew, for taking your time this afternoon.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so we want to just remind all of our listeners out there that this has been another example of what we do here at PT Talker to bring you some expertise or something, some kind of information that we hope you will find helpful as you go about your business of being a physical therapist, and hopefully we'll help you help someone get better today. So this is Jeff Worrell reminding you that we are on iTunes, and you can find us 52 times a year is at www.pttalker.com. This is Jeff Worrell saying so long for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.